United Way and the Ad Council.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Oh, Richie.
I know you love this
How
one.
How clever you've gotten this in this, in this space. Good for you. 7 after the hour on the Good Day program. Good day to you and to yours. The Good Day program in this hour, in this particular time sequence of events. That's how complicated. I was going to start by saying, oh, goody, goody. Jeff Louie is here. Maria's here, too?
Maria's here, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got
You're
a
lucky all-star guy
today. All-star cast Woo. Here.
Let's hear it for Florida.
Yeah, let's Woo-hoo. Hear it for Florida. All right. And the TSA is going to stop patting down everybody at the Sanford Airport. We'll start with that.
I know. How about that?
Is here.
That is
and
such a marketing ploy. You know it.
Yeah. Right. Get him from Orlando and go to Sanford. Rich is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli is in her studio, and Jennifer is, and Richie is. I did Richie twice. Why am I giving him so much of a
credit? I don't know.
Chef Louis DeAngelis, who is our food expert, he and Jennifer every weekend edit the Food and Wine newsletter. Actually, they do it on Thursday. Comes out on Friday, so you can go to your email later on this afternoon and find it there. If you aren't signed up, you ought to be signing up. You can do it right now while they are talking about what the highlights are of this week's episode or issue. I suppose it's not like episodic television, but the issues come out every Friday. It's always something clever involving food and wine, and this is the time of year when those things are very much front and center, are they not, Jen?
What do you think this week's topic is, Dougie?
Thanksgiving!
You're right.
Wow. Am I smart? Do I get a
you
prize?
You are so smart.
Do
you
I get
extra
the bird?
Points.
What do I get?
They sure blindsided me with that one.
Yeah.
They're so clever, those
right,
newsletter people.
They are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I have my recipe for Southern-style sweet potatoes, because Thanksgiving is not Thanksgiving at my house without those.
Really?
And then I also have a guide if you're kind of clueless and you need some help picking wine for Thanksgiving. It can be tricky, so I have a few tips to help you pick a great wine.
Mm. Super.
Wow.
Roberta, you listening to that? Sort of clueless and need help picking wine? Roberta probably likes all those.
Well,
like
it's hard because,
wines.
You know, it's easy to think you mix a big red with red meat. So you're going to have a steak, a Cabernet Sauvignon is the way to go.
Really?
But with Thanksgiving, you have so many different flavors and dishes on your table. It's hard to find a wine that matches.
And what's
everything.
The hot, hip, new, trendy wine to get for this week?
Mogan David.
No.
For Thanksgiving, Riesling is a big, trendy one to pick. You can also get Mourvèdre, which is really kind of a new deal. Which one are you talking about, Rich?
I'm talking about the one that you could not buy until midnight last night.
Oh, Beaujolais Nouveau. It's always a good one.
Explain to everybody what that is again.
Look at you all up on your wine trivia.
I am.
Beaujolais Nouveau is a big day. It's a wine made from the Gamay grape, and it comes from the Beaujolais region in France, and this wine only comes out once a year, and it's always the third Thursday of November.
Like should live in Puxatani.
Well, this entire region is based on this wine. This is how they make their money, and so at midnight, this pours out all over the streets, and everybody starts distributing this wine, so it's really special if you can get a bottle of Beaujolais Nouveau.
And I heard the full story of it yesterday. Is basically the winemakers wanted to just make a quick, fast wine while they waited for the other wines to age properly. So they were like, okay, let's throw this in the barrels for 3 days, and then let's bottle it and let it ferment for another couple of days. All right, now let's drink it.
Right. It's a really light red, so it doesn't have to sit for a
while. Yeah, and then they realized it's really pretty good, started marketing it, and they only do it once a year on this day, and then it's done, and it's become this massive, massive thing now.
Yeah,
apparently.
Everybody waits.
It's the McRib of wine.
It is, exactly. It's
Jennifer, I was thinking about you and wine the other night, because I was wondering, as I was at this dinner and everybody was pouring red and white and all of that, do you think, like, people like me are weird? I never drink wine.
No, I don't think you're weird. I think it's an acquired taste, so not everybody likes the taste of wine.
It's got a brilliant idea.
But you can, when you pair it with food, when you actually take a wine and you pair it with the right type of food, it increases.
Maria,
I mean, the flavor's incredible.
Do this one time. Hold on 1 second.
Just come out with me.
Doug's got a brilliant idea, which is going to scare me to death. But Maria, you need to fly to California and go to dinner with Jennifer and her father.
Yeah.
Because it will be a wine experience, because they know exactly, oh, you know what? You're going to have the steak. You need to get this wine. Oh,
but
you're going to have the appetizer.
Can you drink wine and not get a buzz off of it, and then you get a headache the next day?
Well, the idea is
not drink. You don't overdrink.
I mean, you don't want to overdrink.
You're drinking Boone's Farm, you're going to get a headache.
I mean, you want to, most wines now.
Oh, Tickle Pink isn't, that's what I drank in high school.
When you go wine tasting, the real wine people will do a lot of spitting. You'll notice the kind of people that are out just to get drunk, they're going to never spit the wine that they're tasting. But
thank you.
That's disgusting. But, you know, you do these little pours. You drink I always drink a glass of water for a glass of wine, because that really does help, and you'll feel fine.
I always have a cup of vanilla ice cream.
You could do well. Water. You know what's great is you take.
I don't like ice cream either.
Well, you don't have to do that. But
no,
Doug,
you and I have no future. If you don't like ice cream, it's all over.
Yeah,
you would love
have a future yesterday when you were talking about being in the shower.
She doesn't like drinking, which kills her future with me, and she doesn't like ice cream, which kills her future with you. She's pretty much done here.
Doug, you have to take it,
Maria.
Oh no, Clay's out.
But I'm eating Greek yogurt with strawberry right now.
Future with me too.
But she likes country music, so she and I will be okay.
She'd probably be, you know what? She and Roberta would probably be a good pair.
Yeah.
Roberta likes Greek yogurt. Just don't talk about anything.
Especially Sunday night at 9 when I turn on Sarah Palin.
Yeah, right.
So, Dougie, with your ice cream, though, and you should do this at your wine store if you can get a liquor license, you get a great sweet dessert wine like Tobin James Liquid Love. Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. And you pour it over ice cream, and that is incredible. Or if you don't want to do ice cream, you can do berries.
Liquid Love.
That sounds good.
It's delicious.
Mm. Yum. Okay, so that's the wine side. The food side, much simpler, Louis.
I did something a little out of character as usual this week.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a good stuffing for their turkey. Right. And mine,
that's my rule.
Years, I make an antipasta stuffing.
Oh.
It's a very Italian stuffing. It's very different. And I always quote my dad every year at Thanksgiving. You make a great stuffing, stuff the turkey, cook the turkey, take the stuffing out, throw the turkey away, and eat the stuffing. And that was what his he always felt the stuffing was the star of the show.
Yeah, well, it is in many ways. You have a good gravy.
Yes.
You got to have a good gravy go along with it.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. Last week, during our conversation with Louis, we were going through some fun, amazing facts about food. One thing that I learned last week that I didn't know before was that the popsicle was invented in 1905. And the person who invented it was an 11-year-old kid. Didn't know that, did you?
Really?
All of you can go home. You've gotten your fun fact of the day from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a moment, however, before we get into Louis' focus on weight loss, I'm going to tell you the secret behind the secret that nobody who is supporting Senate Bill 510, the Food Safety Modernization Act, what you really don't know. Now it's time for the underscoring, underlying, real reason to call your senators today and tell them not to vote. This was voted out of cloture, so they have enough votes to get it on the floor. I don't think they have enough votes to float it. But if, in fact, you don't know how this will impact you, you need to listen, and I'll give you the information that is the most damaging and damning about this in just a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $9 a month?
as many as you want.
Correct.
I should get this weekend.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offers valid in store only while supplies last. No rain checks. Offers valid through 11/2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, JigsawMagnesium.com.
All right, sir. It's 18 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So let me make this quick, as food is our focus here, and I didn't spend as much time on this earlier as I would like to have, even though I knew this was hidden somewhere in the bill. And I've made several references to the Senate Bill 510 being so onerous, so bad. It is like the it's so complicated, like the health bill, hundreds and hundreds of pages, and nobody knows what's inside of it. So one of my friends who is in, who's a lawyer representing a lot of farm groups that are bitterly opposed to the Food Safety Modernization Act because it will put small farmers out of business. In the language in the bill, it is clearly stated almost in as many words. If this bill is passed the way it is currently written, it would outlaw personal gardening and your saving seeds from 1 year to the next. It would be against the law to grow pumpkins, for example, save the seed from the pumpkin and plant them next year.
How would they possibly
It doesn't make
enforce
any difference.
That?
The fact that, well, they want $1.6 billion to put more inspectors online. So they can go around and check on guys like me who have small farms who are not creating any problem.
Yeah.
And so you take it one step further when they say that they're going to monitor and decide what seeds get sold and who sells them, and they'll put regulations into effect as to how you garden, when you garden. You can't have any more pots on your window growing seeds, that kind of
what?
Stuff. Yeah, that's part of this bill.
No. Hmm.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely
is part of it.
Impossible.
Yeah, really? You read the bill, Richie.
I want to get somebody on the show that supports this thing so that we can hit them with all these things.
That supports it?
Yeah, and somebody who thinks it's a great idea.
You'll have to call Monsanto Mike for that.
Yeah, you'll have to call
well, there's got to be a
ConAgra.
There.
Yeah. You know, we find some congressmen and some... Call Henry Waxman in California. He thinks it's a good idea. All right. Anyway, call your senators today, both of them, in their offices in your state and their office in Washington. Tell them you want them to vote against Senate Bill 510, the Food Safety Modernization Act.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind.
Birthdays for Friday, November the 19th on Good Day. Fred Lipsius.
Okay.
You say he's related to Fred Lipschitz, who's 66 today. Pianist for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And we all know that they have a number of hits to their credit, including You've Made Me So Very Happy.
Good song.
Spinning Wheels, another one of them. Let's see.
God Bless the Child.
Yeah. Today's Larry King's birthday. He's 77 today. Let's see. Who else is there? Jack Welch, who used to be the chairman of GE.
Oh, yeah.
And very visible. He's 75 today. Dick Cavett is 74. Let's see, who else have we got? Ted Turner is 72 today.
Wow.
Garrick Utley, who used to be with... I thought he was dead. Garrick Utley.
The news guy, right?
Yeah, but I think he checked that out, Rich. I think he's dead. Maybe that shouldn't be on here. Calvin Klein's birthday is today. I thought he died last year, too. Let's see if this list... Is this a bogus list? Am I being tested? Next on the list of birthday celebrants, hopefully the following person is alive. Keyboardist with Guns N' Roses is Matt Sorum.
Yep.
He's alive.
Still alive.
50 today.
No.
50 today.
Oh, man, that was a shot to the heart.
50 today. Oh. Ahmad Rashad, whose real name is Robert Moore. Did you know that that was not his real name?
Mm-mm.
Changed his name.
I figured it probably wasn't his real name.
Yeah. Ahmad Rashad. Why would you change your name for me? Robert Moore.
The same reason Cassius Clay changed his name to Muhammad Ali for religious reasons.
Ahmad Rashad a Muslim?
Ahmad Rashad. No, he's a good Jewish boy.
Is he?
Yeah.
No. Let's see. Who else have we got here? Clintus O'Connor, the actress, birthday today. Allison Janney's birthday is today.
Oh, you like her.
Won an Emmy from West Wing. Yeah, very cool lady. She started her career as starlet in The Guiding Light. Remember her? She played Howard Stern's wife. People don't remember this in Private Park.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All
right. She's very, I like her a lot. She's in a new television show, I think, too, as a matter of fact. All right, so Matt Sorum, we got him taken care of. Now we got Tony Rich here. Richie?
Correct.
Richie Rich? Happy birthday to Matt Sorum, to Tony Rich, 39 today. It's Jodie Foster's, what is she, 48 years old today.
Wow.
That'll make you think of stand up and take notice. Tamika Connell, the singer from Escape, is not Escape, but Xscape, right?
Xscape.
Yeah. Jennifer, tell us a little more about them, will you, please?
I have no idea.
Really? You don't know about Xscape? What's the matter?
I don't. I think that maybe back in the early 90s, they were like a girl group. And it was like Xscape with an X, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of hits, maybe.
Xscape.
Xscape.
All right, so we're not too concerned about her. But we are concerned about you. If today is your birthday, you are an emotionally sensitive person. You have personal charm. You are idealistic and you are forceful, have an inquisitive mind, you have a love of knowledge, and you can be a very daring sort, and you love to date. Daring in your dates. Mm-hmm. Have an innovative mind, interested in social and educational reforms. You know, it's really interesting when you find out about people, you have a certain image based on... oftentimes, let's say you have a friend or maybe somebody you feel like you know that you listen to on the radio or you watch on television or just any dimension of a person, and you think by seeing him or her in that role that you pretty much know who they are and what they're all about. And then if you ever have a chance to get close to them, let's say intimate, you find out things that you would never have expected about people. I find this fascinating. You have an image, a persona, and then you get to know somebody well. I don't mean just intimate socially, sexually, but intimately, you learn more about this person's lives, and you find, and it seems to shock everybody, that they're like real human beings, and they have stuff going on in their lives that everybody else does.
Like Maria, for example.
Yeah, Maria.
Yeah.
Be a very good example of that, Richie. Right. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jeff Weber, and here's what I've heard around town. I've got some tasty, tantalizing tidbits for you about... Turkey Day, 250 million turkeys raised in the United States in 2009. Turkey, Texas, population 456, the most populous of the three towns in the nation named after the bird. 709 million pounds of cranberries produced last year. And the first Thanksgiving feast occurred in Newfoundland in 1578, not in Plymouth in 1621. More heard around town coming up.
This is not a get-rich-quick kind of career. It is a legitimate, proven way to supplement your income. Our Mystery Shopping Guide will tell you all about companies that offer not just mystery shopping or secret shopping, but merchandising jobs, sampling promotional opportunities, auditing of movie theaters, and more. Mystery Shopping is where you're paid to evaluate businesses like retail stores, restaurants, and banks. Get this complete list of more than 40 companies for just $10. Order now by visiting us online at mshopusa.com. That's mshopusa.com.
Jones Soda, always ahead of the soft drink game. The company's introduced bacon-flavored soda, concocted and created in partnership with J&D's Foods, home of many bacon products. They come in a fancy gift pack. You can get two bottles of soda, bacon salt, bacon gravy, bacon popcorn, and bacon lip balm, all for $9.99. Lots of cancellations and lots of pickups. The Whole Truth, Maura Tierney and Rob Morrow, that TV show, has been axed. But look what's been picked up. Blue Bloods, Chase, Chuck, The Defenders, The Event, Hawaii 5-0, Hellcats, Better With You, No Ordinary Family, Law and Order, Mike and Molly, Nikita, One Tree Hill, Outsourced, and Stuff My Dad Says. Tops in TV, Dancing with the Stars ranking up top, followed by the Cowboys-Packers NFL game, Dancing with the Stars results, and 60 Minutes, and World Series game number 5 was number 5. That's what I've heard around town. I'm Jeff Weber.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Good day, the Doug Stafford Good Day Way, 33 after the hour. Today we celebrate the end of the work week for many of you. Although I remember, I was actually listening to a conversation with the TSA people. It seems to be this is almost all TSA all the time here. Talking about how yesterday was his Monday, as he has Tuesday and Wednesday off. I don't think much about people who have jobs that go through the weekend. There are a lot of people who have days off during the week, and their lives are different. Imagine, just because we're so used to having that weekend mentality, that when you have to work on a weekend, it just seems different, doesn't it?
It seems work wrong.
It feels different.
Except when we're here with you, yeah. Doug.
Yes, that's right, Roberta. You're very right about that. And we will be here, by the way, next Thursday, Thanksgiving Live for our program. Hopefully you'll be able to join us and have some fun and some food. We'll help you out with some recipes. Jennifer, and maybe Louis, we should have you on during Thanksgiving as well. Help people, because you are well known. Louis DeAngelis came to me through a man who had knowledge of Louis's ability to fix bad restaurants, fix dying restaurants, fix restaurants who have bad menus. There are a lot of... at a place called...
What's his face? That TV show. He
Mary
has
Mahoney's.
Yeah. Does it.
In Gulfport, there's a restaurant called Mary Mahoney's. You'd love it. If you've never been there, I would recommend it highly to anybody. But, Louis, I'm speaking specifically to you. You'd love the place. The guy who runs it was on the program yesterday. Just a real character. But he hasn't changed his menu. His mother set up the menu 70 years ago and hasn't changed.
If it works, keep it.
It has. The place is wall-to-wall people.
Wow.
The same kind of foods. They all catch most of the stuff locally right there. The fish, I had a piece of flounder, the best flounder I've ever had
by a long shot in my life. Absolutely a wonderful place. Not overdone, neat old French sort of a Cajun. It has a certain New Orleans flair to it. Because that whole area, the Gulf, from basically the panhandle all the way over and beyond New Orleans was settled by the French, and that's why there still is a very pronounced French influence in all of those areas. But the food was very American and very good, and I was very happy to have been there. It was just kind of a neat experience. I did think about you when I was there, because I wondered what you would think of a place that had the same menu for 70 years. And that's not the Bob Evans that we're talking about down the street from you, folks.
As the old saying, good is good, and that's all there is to it.
Right, yeah, it's good, yeah. Exactly. Now, one of the things, we were talking about the Food and Wine newsletter, which you can get, by the way, go to Louis's page, the contributors box at Doug Day. That's a good day.
We should have a Doug Day, though.
We probably should, you're right. Or Jennifer's box, which is there with the as a co-host. And you sign up for the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter. Now, we focus on Thanksgiving because that's a very important day. It's an eating day. And then we go into the holiday season. I've already started to gain weight back again, and I feel uncomfortable. I lost about 14, 15 pounds from last April till last month. And now it's beginning to creep up because I'm not as active physically. It's not warm outside. And I know I'm eating differently and more because I'm starting into that social cycle that I get into during the late fall and winter months. And you will all probably do the same thing, or most of you will conclude that I don't have a choice. Holidays are here. I'm going to just go with the flow and I'll lose the weight. That's why the weight loss companies now are already starting to advertise to push you to pimp their products because they know they'll have success with you right after the holidays when you feel guilty. And the more that you have these feelings, the more impressions are made by those commercials or people talking about these diets. And so Louis has researched most of the diet companies and have come to some pretty strong conclusions, Louis, have you not?
Well, Doug, you know, it's just a shame, and you're absolutely right, you know, especially during the holiday season. But these diet companies, if you think they're in business to help you and make you healthy, think again. I mean, it is strictly a profit business.
Well, it's a business. So yeah. They're there to make money, and they're preying on a problem that every one of us has had. Roberta's had it. Jennifer's had it. Richie's had it. I don't know if Clay's had it. Maria talks about it incessantly, and she doesn't really need to because she's in far better shape than most of the rest of us. But under the circumstances, we do have this media impression made on us that we're supposed to look a certain way and feel a certain way, and if you don't lose weight and get on some of these programs, then you're going to suffer and you'll have a horrible life.
Well, these programs, though, the worst part about it is every one of these programs is designed so that you fail at the product. And I know that sounds
so
crazy.
Explain that.
Okay, well, the deal is, Doug, if you have permanent weight loss, they lose a paying customer. It's that simple.
Yeah.
So do they really want you to get out to your ideal?
No, they want you to keep buying their food and going to their clinics and whatever it is they do.
Well, we have some of them that blatantly advertise every 8 months or so that they've reinvented their own product.
Right.
They come out with new celebrities, a new and improved menu that's going to do something that the old one didn't do, or there's new types of ways of counting.
So why would you do business with some company that admitted that they failed in the first place?
So it's like the American Cancer Society.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of these companies come back out every 8 months, 12 months under a different name even, instead of just reinventing the product that they have.
Yeah, we don't want to cure what we're telling you we can cure because it keeps our business model going.
Right.
Well, there's an awful lot to that. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. It's a shame. You know, and then they come up with these words that are like buzzwords, like fat-burning foods, and it's the enzymes that are responsible for being overweight. And it's all a bunch of hooey. You know, the only thing that works is portion control. That's a major factor. But education, food, and real meal education is the answer. You know, years ago, the produce department in the grocery store, was the busiest section of the store. You walk in there, you can shoot a cannon off and not hit anybody in the produce section anymore. Nobody's there buying vegetables. You know, and a recent study really shocked me that upwards of 48% of the meals prepared at home do not even have vegetables.
I disagree with that contention.
What?
In a sense, yeah. I'm not that they don't have vegetables in certain meals, but that the produce department, the local movement, the local food movement has changed that. Now, it may be that people are, where they can, going to the local, the farm, farmer's market, where they can buy the stuff fresh.
You're right. That is
fresh.
It's just that that's such a small segment of the society that shops.
Well, I think people are changing their M.O. I'm not sure that. Go ahead, Marie. You were about to say.
But, Louis, I mean, here's my thing. I think they end up with vegetables on the table, but what they do to those vegetables, I'll give you an example.
Yeah, put cheese on broccoli.
Day, and I would love your comment on this one. The other day I'm in an airport, and I go to the Wolfgang Puck kiosk to get a salad. Mm-hmm. There wasn't one salad, and it's all vegetables, okay? Not one salad in that box had fewer than 650 calories.
Right.
It's what are they? Calories? You might as well eat a hamburger, for God's sake.
What do they put on
it? What we're doing.
Well, you know
what?
I say we don't have vegetables. Look at this. Most people, how many times have people on raise your hand? I mean, have soup and sandwich for dinner or breakfast for dinner. You know, these are little subtleties that we're saying we don't cook three vegetables on a platter anymore.
Or the rice has replaced the vegetable.
Yes, yeah. The starch.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Or a potato. No, I got a vegetable. I got a potato. And in meantime, a whole potato, you know, you're talking four. By the time you put butter and sour cream on a normal sized potato, you're talking 450 calories just in a potato.
Although I will tell you, my new favorite side dish is taking a sweet potato, slicing it up, and putting olive oil and salt and pepper on it.
I told you that one. That one's pretty good.
It's awesome.
And a little
pinch
of cinnamon. It's delicious.
And the other thing is about the fat burning thing. You know, with the holidays coming, there are foods that, you know, there is no such thing as a fat-burning food. Some foods are thermogenic.
What do they claim? Do they enumerate what foods they say are the fat burners?
Well, it's not the food. What it is these foods that I'm going to tell you about help your body become the fat burner. Your body, only your body's going to burn fat, not the food. You got foods like a lot of stuff with vitamin C, like a lot of citrus fruits, oranges, grapefruits. These help the body. Vitamin C will help the body process fat faster than most foods. And it also stimulates the carnitine amino acid, which speeds up the body's fat burning capacity.
You can take it as a supplement as L-carnitine. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
You can take it as a supplement. L-carnitine is one of those supplements that are suggested if you are on a weight loss program.
Yeah.
It'll help you. It burns the fat. There's several different enzymes that are present, and you can get them as supplements. Those work, and you don't have to pay all kinds of dough to get on a program.
But you want the best thing to maintain your right weight is dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Dairy products.
Explain
dairy
that. Products. Because a lot of people think that the dairy, there are people who swear off dairy because they think it is fat. If you have a good ice cream, for example, it isn't the ice cream, it isn't the milk, it isn't the dairy that makes you fat. It's the sugar that they put in the ice cream.
The acids in milk help the body break down fat in cells, especially belly fat. And a dairy-rich diet, and I quoted this professor, Michael Zimmel, at the University of Tennessee, did a long study on this. And a dairy-rich diet with the same calorie restrictions as any good diet would be will nearly double the rate of weight and fat loss.
And to add one more on the list of the dairy products, as self-serving as it sounds, raw milk is much better for you than the processed milk because the fat globules that are broken in the milk because of the homogenization process, they are going to, because they're small enough now, to be absorbed into your system, and they can have a negative impact on you in terms of calories and weight.
Raw
milk, because the fat globules are not broken down, and because they are as strong as they are not breakable in the human system. That's why homogenization was developed, so they could break down the fat and it would be absorbed into your system. Fat molecules from milk, raw milk, cannot be absorbed into your system. the digestive process gets the goodness out of it, like a piece of steak. If you think that's good for you, you see the remnants of that piece of steak when you eliminate. And the same is true if you're drinking raw milk. The fat globules, they may not be big enough for the naked eye to see, but you pass them off in the fecal material because that's where it goes, not digestible. And fecal material, by very definition, is what is not digestible by your system.
Right.
That's simple. And so there are all kinds of things to be thinking about. Frankly, as you put things into your body this week and on Thanksgiving Day, it really is this is really very helpful information, Frank. Who would have thought it? And a lot of people who are dietitians say, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Huh.
Yeah, he does know what he's talking about.
And you know what else, Doc? Nuts.
Nuts, yeah, very good.
A lot of nuts. They help you feel full.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine are right here.
Body, yeah. Fat burning ability. Plus, they're a lot of fun to eat with.
Yeah, they are. Chef Louis DeAngelis with us on Good Day with lots of great recommendations and ideas. Louis, thank you much. Visit with you again next week. In the meantime, if you are looking older than your actual age, and that would not be the case with any of the lovely ladies that are on the Good Day program, they have beautiful faces. Have you ever taken a good look at Maria Bailey's face or Roberta Fasanelli's face?
Awesome faces.
Or Jennifer, the face that and Richie's face is a face only his mother can love, but the rest of you have wonderful faces, and it's in part due to using a product called Tautinol. Actually, there are two products that are recommended. The Tautinol application should happen in the daytime, protects your skin from the ravages of wind and sun and all kinds of things. I wear it in the summer. I wear it every day, but the summer it protects me. I don't use sunscreen. It protects me from all of the things that would be exposed to on the farm, including a lot of dirt and wind and stuff that's blowing around. And that can get into your skin and cause you problems. You want your face to relax, kind of. That's how you get rid of the lines, and that's what this stuff does. So, Tautinol during the day and night skin at night. Your eyes will look great. Your face, try it once, and you will not. I always say to people, try anything once. And with Night Skin, you'll get a free bottle right now, and you call the folks at New Vitality, order a bottle of Night Skin, 800-607-7078, and tell the operator you want to try some Tautinol, too. She'll go over the special deal that is there for you. You get a couple of bottles at the regular price, and the third one comes free. But trust this information. Putting it on your face, Tautinol all the daytime, night skin at night, will make a world of difference. Fine lines by your eyes, the deep forehead lines, the creases by your mouth. Poof, gonzo. It's a free bottle of night skin you get at 800-607-7078. And when you order Tautinol at the same number, ask them for the special deal on that. Night skin and Tautinol, 800-607-7078.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source of over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounced checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, Go to MontellMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontellMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What's good for GM and the rest of the auto industry is good for the country. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. It's been a long road back for America's biggest automaker, and yesterday, that road was Wall Street. General Motors began trading its stock Thursday morning in both the U.S. and Canada for the first time since GM entered bankruptcy. GM opened at $33 a share and closed at $34.19. At the White House, President Obama had this to say about GM, Chrysler, and Ford.
The American auto industry, an industry that's been the proud symbol of America's manufacturing might for a century, an industry that helped to build our middle class, is once again on the rise.
You might remember that GM and Chrysler were bailed out by the government to the tune of billions. Dan Ackerson is the CEO at General Motors. He says the company is moving forward with optimism, confidence, and enthusiasm.
We know how we arrived here. We know what went wrong, and I believe we've learned a lot from that.
Lots of enthusiasm emanating from that speakerphone there, huh? Anyway, if anyone was looking for more proof of a resurgent auto industry, look no further than L.A. The 2010 Los Angeles Auto Show kicks off today. Spokesman Brendan Flynn says this year's show is bigger and better than ever, with 50 new models making their debut.
50 debuts is a record number of debuts for us. I think last year we only had 7 world debuts, and we have like 25 world debuts, so it's significantly different.
And as you might expect, Flynn says the hottest commodities at the auto show this year are all the new electric, hybrid, and alternative fuel vehicles. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
All right, that's 19,000 little wooden horses on strings. How would you like to pay for that?
Discover card.
So, don't you elves usually make these?
Hey!
with 5% cash back bonus, it's not worth getting my tights in a bundle.
What are you going to do with the cash back bonus?
Saving up for some plastic surgery. You know, your thing.
Now through December, get 5% cash back bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover Card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through November 20th, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes. Plus, save up to an extra $80 with a purchase of 4 Goodyear or Dunlop tires after mail-in rebate. And all cargo carriers are on sale starting as low as $69.99. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Fueled by the start of trading for GM stock, there was a rally on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow up 173, closing at 11,181. S&P and NASDAQ with solid gains as well. Crude oil back up $1.41 a barrel, closing at $81.85. On Capitol Hill, the House Ethics Committee voting to recommend that longtime Democratic New York Congressman Charles Rangel face censure by the full House. Earlier this week, an ethics subcommittee convicted the 80-year-old Rangel of numerous violations of House rules. Looking for a job? Google is hiring more than 2,000 people worldwide. In fact, the world's largest internet search engine has job openings listed for 2,076 positions on its website. The company now employs well over 23,000 workers. There are worse companies to work for. Earlier this month, Google announced plans to give every employee a 10% raise in 2011. You might remember that yesterday was the Great American Smokeout. Hopefully, all of you gave it up for at least a day. Let's see if there's anybody still smoking outside. Just one guy. And hopefully he'll kick the habit today. The American Cancer Society's advice is to make this the second day of the rest of your non-smoking life. Couple of closing notes. Next week is the busy travel week. It's Thanksgiving week. Let's head to the airport.
Your attention, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever flight you are waiting for has been delayed. Again, no matter what flight it is, delayed. Thank you.
Yep, that's generally what we can expect at most airports next week, but you have a better shot at being on time if you fly out of Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, judged as the best airport in the country from the Daily Beast News website. 7 categories used as criteria, including on-time departures and arrivals. So, best advice, no matter where you are, drive to Phoenix and fly out of there. Finally, what will the number one movie in theaters be this weekend? That's easy. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 actually opened hours ago at midnight, the first of the two-part climactic final adventure of the wildly popular fantasy book series from J.K. Rowling. Harry is no spring chicken. In this film, I understand he, Ron, and Hermione moved to Florida, Del Boca Vista Phase 3, where they're eating dinner at 2 in the afternoon. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I'm always looking for easy holiday entertaining ideas.
Member Tiffany Hurst on the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event.
I get to try appetizers, entrees, ooh, cheesecake.
And more. Plus, join at the event for a $10 gift card to use at the day after Thanksgiving event.
I sample, then I serve. It's Mom's job.
Don't miss the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event, November 19th through the 21st, 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. Not a member? Sign up and get your bonus gift card. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.